Last week, and this week the Rebbe takes it and turns it all over. And this is mamish, very practical avodah, pashta avodah. And I want to show you how the Rebbe takes it, turns it over. How does it fit? This is what it is. So we have here on the page, on page number one, on the bottom, in the footnote, I brought a quote from Parshas Ekev from last week's sefer. And you're going to see it's very clear. Like the Rebbe spells out very clearly that you can't make a mistake. The Rebbe is saying very clearly what he wants. And this week the Rebbe is going to turn it all over. So here you have it. And look at the footnote here. It's, you have the first paragraph of the footnote. The Rebbe says, now, what the Rebbe said last week is something we can relate to. What the Rebbe said this week is much harder to relate to. So here the Rebbe says, oh, thank you. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, here the Rebbe says in the footnote, listen, it will not hurt.
What's it?
Here the Rebbe, they say, we're going here, come, Rebbe Yeshua, here. What we're doing here is, this week's Sikha, and there's the Sikha from last week. And last week the Rebbe laid out a shit in Avodas Hashem Bechlal. A shit in Avodas, how you meant to do it. And the way the Rebbe laid out last week is something which we can relate to. It makes something which speaks to us. This week the Rebbe refers in the Sikha. We're going to have it soon. He refers to last week and said, this is what we explained last week. And the Rebbe is going to turn it all over. And this is what I want to try to understand. What the Rebbe said last week, which that is something we're going to understand very easily. Then try to understand how did the Rebbe take it and turn it over. And how do we do it? How do we do it? So in the footnote here, you have last week. And it's written here very, in the footnote. You have it very clearly. It's from Parshas Ekev last week. Where the Rebbe says, the Avodah of a Yid has to be in an Amala Eifen. Parshas Amala Eifen. Has to be in a Kal El HaKovid. Halakab, from starting from below, and you go up. That's the first, and the Rebbe says the ikkeinian of Dirbet Achteinim is, even though in Dirbet Achteinim there's two modes of avoid in Dirbet Achteinim. One is Mumata Lamaila, and one is Mumaila Lamata. One is starting from the bottom going up, but the other one is coming from up and going below. One is, like the Rebbe explains, one is from the goof. The goof you start from below, and slowly you get closer to Hashem. The Hashem is coming from above, as it comes within, in separation of a and tries to affect the person here. So that's Mumaila Lamata. Mumaila Lamata is the normal Avodah we know. So the Rebbe says the Iker Avodah of Dirbet Achteinim is in Mumaila Lamata, in a Seder from Kalav HaKovid. Going from easier to harder. And it's written here very, very clearly in the paragraphs here. And the Rebbe says, that the Iker Dirbet Achteinim is dafke in this, and even the avodah of Iskalus HaNeshama, to inspire yourself with the feeling of Neshama coming from above, you're getting inspired, and you're going to do your avodah with inspiration coming from above. So the Rebbe says even that comes after the avodah of Mamata Lamaila, and that avodah has to be all focused when you come with the inspiration from Neshama. That means your body, Chassidus for bringing, you come, and you're completely worked up with inspiration from bringing, and you're going to implement the avodah. So just to ignore Tachtonim and just to go and express your feelings without relating to the Matzis and El Mahaza, that is not the tachlis. Everything, even when you come with Mamata Lamaila, with inspiration from above, from your Neshama, it has to be brought down and connected to the Lamata. But so it's all written here very, very clearly. It's spelled out very clearly. It's like you cannot make any mistake with what the Rebbe is saying here. Then in the last paragraph, the Rebbe says that you're meant to combine both. You're meant to have both avoiders, the avoider of coming, the main avoider, Lamata Lamata. But you're also meant to include the avoider of your Neshama Lamata. So the Rebbe says when the avoider of the Neshama comes after the avoider, Mumata Lamaila. It comes afterwards. And also the whole focus of the Neshama, even when you're including the Avodah of your Neshama, it's all focused on Olam Hazeh. Then you can have the combination of both, and that's where the scholars of Atzmus, which is above Lamaila Lamata, and above Lamata Lamaila, above both. And that is the scholar when you include the avoid of milmaila lamata in taktoinim in the avoid of umata lamaila. So everything, the beginning, it starts with umata lamaila. Then you can include also the avoid of milmaila lamata, but everything has to be focused on the taktin. You can never give up on the taktin. You always have to look at the gastronomic situation around you. And that, with that you can include any added inspiration. And that is how you be megala atoms. This is what it says in last week's sikh. It's very clear. Yeah? So everything starts with the Aveda. No, let's don't take the dishes. Don't look at that. Take this. How much is that? I have 6 copies. There's one missing. I don't know why. I don't know. There's one missing. I don't know. Anyway.
6. We have 6.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, we have 4. 5. We should have 6. Okay, whatever. This is what the Rebbe said last week. Now here the Rebbe is coming this week, and the Rebbe is saying that we start with this week's Sikha about Parshas Re'eh, that Re'eh is coming from above, Hashem's giving bracha. So the Rebbe asks, the void of Chodesh Elul is all coming from below. Ani l'doidi, it's all coming from me, not coming from above. Not Hashem, not receiving. You have to ma'odi yourself with tshuva, etc. You have to go to mikabel pnei melech. It's all coming from you. So how does it fit with the inyan of re'eh, where everything's coming from above? That's what the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe continues to explain. This goes in Oiz Hei over to the next page, yeah? Let's go right to the next page. The Rebbe said, going down, we'll skip the whole beer, we'll just go down to line 11 and 12. And you look at what the Rebbe says here. Now remember, the Rebbe is quoting last week. The Rebbe says, we spoke this last week, and now he's going to, based on what he says last week, he's going to explain how Re'eh fits into the Avodah Chodesh Elul. And here he says, on line 11 and 12, that also, the Avoida of Mumata Lamayil, remember, we said before in Parshas Ekev, which is very, very clear, the Avoida has to start Mumata Lamayil. You start from the bottom, working up. You don't just jump out of your skin. You start from the bottom, and you slowly work up. And any inspiration of coming from above, of Mumata Lamayil, has to be only after Mumata Lamayil, and it has to be focused on the Avoida Lamata. So now the Rebbe is saying that even the Avoida, look at the words here, in 11, line 11, 12, even the Avoida of Lamata Lamayla is above Agbolus, like the Gilma Mayla Lamata. You see? Now this is the Rebbe's actually, that's what the Rebbe is saying here. The Rebbe is adding now a new angle, even though everything he says here, he says he's actually quoting from the last week's Sikha. He quotes, but he actually changes, whatever he quotes, he makes, the subtle changes, which are there. But then when the Rebbe concludes, this is what the Rebbe says, that even the Avodah Lamata Lamayla has to be now, just not to make any mistakes. Let's carry on. The Rebbe is going to say very clearly. Rebbe is going to spell it out very clearly here. So here the Rebbe goes on to say about the difference of Avodah of Elul, the three Avodahs of Elul, which is Teira Avodah Gemilah Sodim, which is, okay, let's leave that. Let's go right to the next paragraph, to the 12, 20 and 21. The Rebbe says very clearly. Now here you have it very clear in the words. And the Rebbe in the Sikha repeats it several times. The Avodah of Lamata Lamayla, we're talking about the Avodah of Lamata Lamayla, is Melechatchila in a Madrega of Lamayla Mdido Akbalas. This Lecheira, Did you see what the Rebbe says? Melechatchila. Remember, last week the Rebbe said very clearly. It's very clearly like it's explained in great length that you have to have a void of matal maila. You cannot. The Rebbe says it has to have tiri b'da pein b'dafka matal maila, and it has to go minakal elakovit. Here the Rebbe minakal elakovit. Here the Rebbe is telling you no. Lechatchila, it's very. You chatchila start out with maila matal. You're in your matal maila. So lechera, how did this go? Now, the Rebbe continues in the Sikha. Let's go over to page number 3. Yeah, page number 3. Let's go over to page number 3. Yeah, page number 3, you have the top, it's just the Rebbe the same thing. You have to be in a way of Shabbos. That's in the top of page number 3. Then, going down page number 3, here, the Rebbe sort of explains, puts it all together. And this is what we want to go through in Oiz Ches, which is on line, page number 3. Page number 3, line 10. Here the Rebbe explained that in Shabbos, this Shabbos here, this past Shabbos, was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the same Kibbutz as this year, right? So the Rebbe says that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have like this. Shabbos, it says, Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh. What means, what does it mean Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh? That in davening, when you say, you mention Shabbos in davening, you mention Shabbos before you mention Rosh Chodesh, before Yalav Yomim. Then the Rebbe says, in benching is also the same thing. And then the Rebbe goes on to say, so first of all, so what did the Rebbe say here? That Shabbos is Momaila Lamata. Rosh Chodesh is Momata Lamata. This is what Rebbe explains, okay? Rosh Chodesh is Momata Lamata. Shabbos is Momaila Lamata. Why? It's very obvious. Because Shabbos is coming Mikadosh Vekaima. And Rosh Chodesh is we're Mikadosh. So Rosh Chodesh is Momata Lamata. And Shabbos is Momaila Lamata. So the Rebbe says, when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, Shabbos comes first, and then Rosh Chodesh. What's first? Momayl Lamata. Right? Then comes Rosh Chodesh. Then the Rebbe said that you have Kiddush, where you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. And then you have the Avteira, the Brachas of Avteira. The Rebbe says, even though the whole Avteira this week is all about Rosh Chodesh, in the Brachas of Avteira, you just mention Shabbos, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. So the Rebbe says, not only that Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh, sometimes you're not even meant to mention Rosh Chodesh. You just have these Shabbos. You have to be completely the Ma'il Matan. And this Rebbe is talking about in the beginning of Veda, when you start up your Veda. And then, okay, that's what the Rebbe says here. Then going down to lines 25 to 31, where the Rebbe says, takes from this 3 points. Now, this same paragraph, you see this paragraph 25 to 31? The Rebbe says here 3 points. Now, just to make it clearer, I have the same paragraph. If you turn over, to page number 5. Just take turn to number 5. It's just printed there. It came out on the print. It came out much clearer. And here the print didn't come out clear. You have it on page 5 on the top. It's the same paragraph. So here the Rebbe is saying, He's concluding. What he says like this: the avoda of ani ledoidi. Remember, ani ledoidi is which avoda? It's a matel amayla. We're not talking about lamayla matel. We're talking about the matel amayla. The avoda of a matel amayla has to be lichetchile. When you start the avoda of a matel amayla, you have to be in the mayla from the whole lamayla megamrim. You have to be above mitzvahs vagolos. That is how did the Rebbe say? How did the Rebbe see that? Because Shabbos, when you mention Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos comes first. That means when you begin, you're beginning. Remember, beginning is Mamat Lamaida. How do you begin? You begin with Shabbos. You're above the world. You're in Mamat Lamaida. Where are you? You put yourself in a position which is above the world. You put yourself in a position of Mamat Lamaida from the very beginning. Then the Rebbe continues. We said by Kiddush, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. So the Rebbe says, and therefore, coming Yonim, you don't even mention, you're only in Mamayla Lamat, you ignore Mamayla Lamat. Remember, it's all in the very beginning. And then, the Rebbe continues. So there's three things. Number one, first comes, even when Lamat Lamayla first comes, Mamayla Lamat. To the extent that sometimes, the second thing is, sometimes you even ignore the Mamat Lamayla. And the third thing says, the Rebbe says, and therefore when you do mention Rosh Chodesh, it's permeated with Shabbos. It's permeated with Mamayla Lamata. So even when you are in Mamayla Lamata, it's permeated with Mamayla Lamata. So this is what the Rebbe says. These are the three things the Rebbe says. So now, just to show you a comparison to this sikh, what the Rebbe says here, the three things the Rebbe says here, you have the same thing in Kutu Sikh Chelik Design. Here, Chelik Design, the Rebbe is talking about Parnasa. How you meant to work for Parnasa. So you're going to see the Rebbe says exactly the same three things. Here, going on line 30, below on page number 5, line 32 goes up to the next page to 43, right? So you have here, the Rebbe talks about this. The Rebbe talks about here, about Mon. The Mon is when the Parnasa came from Shemayim. And the Rebbe says, you have to take the fact that Parnasa came from Shemayim, even when nowadays we don't have a mon, we have to let him in the Oretz, we have to do Avoid the Matah. Nevertheless, we have to take inspiration of the mon, just like the mon, you complete independent Lamaila, that the mon was to teach us how we're meant to do our Avoid in Yisrael when we have to work with Oretz. With here. That's what the Rebbe says from mon. And the same thing for Shabbos. Shabbos gives, if you don't, call malachtacha, so you're not working, depend, that's like everything's from above, like the mon. And that's meant to inspire you the whole week. So that was drawing a comparison here, making a comparison between the mon and Shabbos. Now, here, the Rebbe, from line 37, it's highlighted. The Rebbe says three points here. He says 3 points. The 3 points the Rebbe says here are the same 3 points that the Rebbe says just said here above in this sikha of Parshas Re'eh. So here the Rebbe says here when it comes to Shabbos, there's number one. If someone doesn't have any, if someone doesn't have any food for Shabbos, he's meant to borrow money, and he has to rely on Hashem, Hashem will pay. Right? So number one, the Rebbe says, so when it comes to Shabbos, the first thing is, you forget about, in other words, forget about the matzah l'mayim, forget about your situation. My matzah guys, I don't have any money. Go borrow the money and Hashem will get your money back. So that is like more. You're totally relying on Hashem. Money m'shmayim. You're relying on Hashem. Love or life I need for them. Hashem is going to repay. That's number one. And then the Rebbe says number two, base. Here the Rebbe says, nevertheless, even when you are relying completely on Hashem, doesn't mean that you just sit back and do nothing. No. You have to go around and borrow the money. Number one. Number two, the second thing the Rebbe says, the halacha is that even though you are meant to borrow money for Shabbos, and even though you do not have the means to pay back, you still meant to borrow, but the halacha says you have to have certain assets. What assets? In other words, you have to have certain assets, like you have a gold ring in a house, or you have something of value in your house, which you would be able to give someone in order to repay back the loan. To be paid the loan, you'll be able to give the assets, whatever you have. So you have no money, you have a few assets, you have belongings in your house, which have a certain value. So these belongings you can always use in order to return back the loan. So that explains. Now listen, these belongings, it's not as if when you are borrowing the money, you're relying on these belongings. This is what I've explained to you. You're not relying on those belongings. You are borrowing the money. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch says you borrow the money, the Rebbe explained this in the Sikh and the Oresei, why he shows it. The reason why you're borrowing the money is not you're relying on repaying with your belongings. No. You're borrowing the money because Hashem is going to repay you. But nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch has put in a certain restriction that there has to be in your ruchosh, you have to have certain belongings. So that's what it is. So you have to have. So what is this Rebbe says here? That even though you're told to borrow money when you don't have the ability to pay back, you're relying on Hashem, but there has to be a certain melamata lamaila, a certain shivas in making in the kli. What's a kli? Number one, you're borrowing the money. Number two, you have to go around borrowing the money. Number two, you have to have a certain asset you can always fall, something you can fall back on. Which you're not, this is not the reason for your borrowing, but you have to have it. Because if just, in other words, go ahead and borrow money, relying on Hashem, without having any backup, begashmis, that is ignoring Matalamayan, that's ignoring the Kehli, and that you're not allowed to do. Then, the Rebbe goes on to page number six, the Rebbe says Gimel, that the Shabbos, for the Shabbos of Shabbos, the pool of Shabbos has effect on the whole week, and therefore the whole week, even though when you're involved in your pranasa, when you're involved in your pranasa, what is your attitude to your pranasa? That it's not. Okay. My pronosis is the same thing as when I was borrowing money in Shabbos. I went around borrowing money. I had to go around. It was not an easy thing. I had to go around borrowing money. It was not easy. And also had to have my assets to fall back on. I had to actually have some logical backing. I couldn't just rely on a munu pshuta, be talking without any logical backing. The same thing when I'm doing a keli Shabbos, the whole week I'm going to be working, what is my whole attitude to my work? It's not the work has any significance. It doesn't have any significance at all. It has the same significance as my assets which I had on Shabbos, which when I